Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Monday or whatever day you're listening to it.
I kind of wanted to do the Vanjie there. Hello, hello, hello. Anyway.
I watch a lot of USA for SVU reruns because that's who I am as a grandmother at this point. I've been seeing a lot of, they're doing some sort of marathon of Madea movies. So I will go back and do the thing that gets in my head and I will say it all day. Hurler.
Hello. Welcome to episode 136.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Welcome to episode 136.
Yeah, we're talking about music. And this is a very silly thing that I found while looking at other silly studio acts.
Danielle kind of blindsided me with this one. I'd never heard of this before, so please explain what you brought to the table today.
So we have these people named Wally Jump Jr. and the Criminal Element, which I love any term that has element in it, like the criminal element. In 30 Rock, one of my favorite jokes when Tracy goes, you were 30 Rock.
Oh, of course.
Right? Yeah, when Liz goes and rents the house in the Hamptons for the summer, and Tracy ends up like renting the whole block, and she's like, he's like, the neighbors are really nice, except for the new element they've been talking about.
Oh my God.
That's what it reminds me of.
Odd reference, but all right, I'll take
it. It's just the criminal element, so I'm like, the new element? Anyway, so this is Arthur Baker.
Yes.
Which a lot of people know Arthur Baker. He was kind of like a studio guy,
producer. I have a couple lines of background on him. Do you want me to fill in the Arthur Baker? Okay. So Arthur Baker is from Boston. He started as a club DJ in Boston and then moved to New York City in 1981. And he started producing for Casablanca Records, which was, of course, was the famous disco label. And then he produced Planet Rock for Afrika Bambaataa, which was his big breakthrough. And he just became well known as a freestyle and electro producer. Yeah. And he's pretty badass. And I really like him because he did Eight Arms to Hold You by the Goon Squad from the Goonies soundtrack, which is one of my fave songs ever. And that was Arthur Baker. And he's even in the video getting choked by an octopus, and it's cool. Anyway, carry on. That's Arthur Baker.
It's very cool. Yeah, he's very Jellybean-esque. Also did IOU by Freeze.
Oh, yes. Which is awesome. Also a jam. Also a damn jam.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff with like New Order. There was something else that I didn't write down, but he did that. That thing I didn't write down. He did it. But he had like a lot of studio kind of acts.
He did did Breaker's Revenge. That was the theme from Beat Street.
Yeah, he did Breaker's Revenge. He did a lot of the Rocker's Revenge stuff, which had a little bit of breakthrough in the charts.
But he was a big electro guy.
He's a big electro freestyle. This man knows a beat.
This man is the beat.
And these songs are they can be forgettable, whatever. But I feel like if you want to dance and have fun, you're going to enjoy every second of Wally Jump Jr. and the Criminal Element, which apparently was pretty popular in... They had like a U.S. hit, U.S. dance hit, but it was really popular in the clubs around like Brooklyn and stuff. So like when I was looking at YouTube comments for all of these things, people were like, man, this was the jam that was in all of the clubs. I'm like, wow, okay then. So we're going to talk about them and we're going to have fun. And you're going to dance, whether you want to or not.
There was this odd blurb that I think it's worth visiting their Discogs page, because their bio on Discogs...
Yeah. God, that's the whole reason I picked this thing. I totally forgot because I saw their thing on Discogs and I'm like,
It's actually an excerpt from Billboard magazine from July of 87 that is just this very bizarre little bio. I don't think we should read the entire thing, but you should definitely go read this yourself.
There's a very good history of the word jump in music.
Yes, it does, which is hilarious. Yeah, I think that's a good excerpt.
Like I'm looking at,
please share that part. That's funny.
I'm going to read it like it's a very academic thing.
Yes.
The name jump is part of a long-standing tradition in dance music. The great Aretha Franklin used it twice in Jump to It and the Sparkle soundtrack's Jump. We all remember the Pointer Sisters' deathless jump from My Love, and even Van Halen's jump. In the earlier periods of rock and pre-rock, there were classics like Jumpin' Jack Flash, 1 o'clock Jump, and Brenda Lee's obscure but long-remembered Let's Jump the Broomstick.
Which I have never heard of.
Me neither.
Also, shout out to the word deathless. That is great.
No.
Also, that's a great way to describe something enduring. I love
tidbit.
That.
I never knew this until recently. This is just an aside, but related. The Pointer Sisters' Jump from My Love was originally just going to be Jump. And when they released it, like Van Halen's Jump had just come out and sort of hit.
So that's why they
stuck
the
added the For My Love, because they didn't want it to get confused with DJs or radio theater.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, there is a lot of jump. They are right. But anyway, it's a great Discogs biography, and I don't know why it's there, but I love it. It's ridiculous. None of it is real.
So, yeah, let's talk about this album.
Let's do it.
Which was called... was it self-titled? No, it was called Don't Push Your Luck.
Don't Push Your Luck, yeah. I wanted to say it was that. Yep.
So yeah, let's the background though of the album. We have to kind of set this up. Basically, these guys had an idea. I don't know if it was Arthur Baker's idea. No. It was their idea, and they came to Arthur Baker with it, and he loved the idea. That's what it was.
Yeah.
There's a song by Dar Braxton called "Jump Back, Set Me Free" that was like a club hit at this time. Yeah. And I guess these guys wanted to do like a concept album based around Dar Braxton's "Jump Back, Set Me Free," which, okay, I'll insert a little clip of Dar Braxton's "Jump Back, Set Me Free" right here. There you go. Now you have some context. That is Dar Braxton's "Jump Back, Set Me Free," which these guys apparently took to Arthur Baker and said, we want to do a whole concept album based around this one track that is a hit right now. And Arthur Baker, for whatever reason, was like, dude, that's an amazing idea. Let's do it.
Why not? Also to be said, the people that are technically these people that are Wellie Jump Jr. Wellie Jump Jr. is not a person, not a real one anyway,
I've heard of. Good call.
So we got Arthur Baker, Craig Derry. So from what I can tell, I have no idea what Craig Derry does, except for now he looks to be a vocal coach now,
who's
worked up with some cool people. Donnie Calvin, who was in Rocker's Revenge, he was a vocalist on that.
Oh, okay.
I cannot find anything on him past like 1988. This man may not really exist.
Changed his name.
Yes. Will Downing is also very interesting because he went on to have a pretty storied like album release career, whatever. He worked with Arthur Baker later. I think he has a Grammy that he got in like the 90s.
Wow.
But also my favorite tidbit, stepbrother of Michael McCarty. Do you know who Michael McCarty is?
I do not.
He's the bass guy from Boyz II Men.
Nice.
Who I realized never even thought that he could have a name. He's just the bass guy from Boyz II Men.
Okay.
So like as soon as he said that, it was like clicked it. You know, it was like Boyz II Men.
There we go.
Yeah, he's the bass guy.
Offbeat Tracks' first and only Boyz II Men tie-in, probably.
You don't like Boyz II Men?
No, I like Boyz II Men.
Okay. I was about to say, we're going
to just feel
fight.
Like they probably don't have connections to a lot of other artists.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway,
that is interesting.
Let's talk about this. Anyway, these are just some vocalists and Arthur Baker.
Yeah, so we're gonna run through this album because it's not a very long album.
It's not a very long album, so, and all of the songs.
Because imagine, if you can imagine that the concept of let's take Dar Braxton's "Jump Back, Set Me Free" and make an entire album around it.
Not a ton of depth.
Yeah, not a ton of material.
It's completely
there.
Opposite of Propaganda, where they're just overdoing everything.
Yes.
This here, it's just like, and I also feel like this vinyl. I really want to listen to this on vinyl because I feel like everything really connects.
Oh, totally.
It.
Yeah.
Like, it
this would be amazing to
like,
listen to front to back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you have a party, just put on this album.
Yes.
First track we're going to talk about, Don't Push Your Luck, which is the album track. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just funky club pop.
This
freestyle influence.
So this album revolves a lot around the burgeoning Garage House sound. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with Garage House is what was coming out of New York as a response to like traditional house music, which was coming out of Chicago. I think I have that right. Sometimes I flip that in my head.
Yeah.
But one was coming up out of New York, one was Chicago. I think that house music, like house music, was coming from Chicago. So Garage House was kind of like this spin on it with like real funky synthy bass lines that was coming out of New York. So yeah, and if I have that backwards, I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure I've got that right. Yeah, and so you're going to hear a lot of Garage House on this album. And this one is very like a Colonel Abrams-esque
Absolutely.
Song.
Yeah, it's that stuff that what I think is actually kind of like the longest lasting of dance music from that era. It's just very 1987. That stuff that was starting.
Yes.
It's so 1987, and if you love dance pop in 1987, you love this.
Yep.
You love it.
Totally.
It's your thing. Next, we got Private Party, which to me sounds like just the tie-in from Don't Push Your Luck. I just feel like yes. it goes right into it. That was like the moment where I was like, I bet this vinyl is amazing.
I think you're right because it opens with kind of just the lone bass line, which is like the classic Garage House bass line.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, you're probably right. It probably flows right from the previous
track.
One
of my
yeah.
favorite things in dance music, and there was a little bit of Don't Push Your Luck, but like piano dance pop. I love it. I love piano and a dance pop, and that really comes out in the early 90s. But it's starting about here, and Private Party takes it harder. It's more piano. I love it. I love piano dance pop. I
yes.
love it.
Those Korg and Roland piano sounds. Yeah, that's such essential lifeblood of house and
Absolutely.
Garage house music. Yeah,
yeah. This is just made for the clubs.
I love. This was a number 39 hit on the dance charts, by the way, in the U.S. So surprised. they did have a minor club hit with this, and I kind of love the message on this because it's like life shouldn't be a private party
exactly.
is kind of the point. Like
yeah.
life, every party should be open to everyone and life should be an open party. Like, dude, yeah. what more life philosophy do you need than that?
And also like
party always and make your party open to everyone.
Yeah. Involve everyone. Like Private Party. You see something called Private Party. I figured it was going to be like, let's have a private party. You and me, girl. Like something like that. But no, it's just like, nope. no private parties. Just
right.
come here. We're dancing. Everybody.
Exactly.
I love
it. So wholesome.
Mm-hmm. This one's my favorite purely for the title and the message of the song.
This one is my fave as well.
It's everything. Ain't Gonna Pay One Red Cent.
Yes.
It is about not paying one red cent.
So
she don't care about the rent. She ain't paying one red cent.
Yes. So
yeah, I love it. It's
so do you get the parody here? This is a parody of another song, and it's a direct response to that song, in fact.
Ooh.
So in 1986, Gwen Guthrie released the song "Ain't Nothing
oh,
Going
no,
On
no,
But the
rent.
Rent," and so this is
I didn't even think
this is
it
the
that
same
way.
Song. They did was sample
yeah.
Gwen Guthrie, and they
yeah.
changed it to "Ain't Gonna Pay
yeah.
One Red Cent."
I never even
and
got
they're
that.
Basically saying, "Listen, you broke ass Gwen,
you broke ass
you
go
you gonna pay your own rent."
You broke ass Gwen.
It's like it's a little neckbeardy, but it's funny, and I'll allow it.
Broke ass Gwen should be like a thing for her. You broke ass Gwen. Yeah, I like it. So here's the concept of the concept.
Yes.
Concept.
This is
Jump
like,
back.
It's like almost like the album found a way to have two title tracks. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's.
But yeah, this is Jump Back, which Jump was Back. This was the big hit from the album too. This was the number mm-hmm. 16 hit on the dance charts, and
yes.
this was their biggest hit.
Yeah, it's. I mean, to me, it's a lot. It's more the same. It's not my favorite, but. I mean,
yeah,
it's exactly
it's,
what
it is. It's kind of weird because
I like it better than the original.
Like you said, this kind of blends in, but
it
also
blends.
It was the entire idea for the album. So it's
exactly.
kind of weird that this one is kind of like one of the forgettable tracks, but it was a big hit. So apparently
yeah,
we're in the minority on that.
Yeah, I don't. I like it better than the one that they're trying to, you know, model all of this off of. I like it better than that, but it's
okay.
still forgettable and it blends in though. But I mean, it's still good. I would dance to it.
There you go.
She's got to have it. It's funny because, like, somebody on that drum machine had a lot of fun pressing all of the buttons.
Yes.
Like, there's just, like, a series where they're like, boom, and I'm just like, oh, man, somebody just let their kid do this. They were just like, here, press some buttons, but do it on beat.
I loved this one. I just thought it was a lot of fun.
I really, really want to declare it, like, some sort of weird feminist anthem. I love it. Like,
okay, yeah.
And it's like a dude talking about, like, a thing. He's like, she's got to have it. I love it. Like, I like women who got to have it. Between me and you, the girl knows what to do.
There you go.
Which is a great, great line. I hope someone writes something like that about me one day.
This one was actually the third single released off of this album in April of 1988. They really rode this wave for a while because Jump Back came out in August of 86.
Yep.
Then Private Party didn't come out till over a year later. It was December 87 after, I guess, the album came out. And then this one came out April of 88.
With a Janet sample.
Yes, with the Janet Jackson sample. Which is extremely rare. How cool is it that we get a song sampling Janet Jackson? Exactly. I mean, that is just not something that happens.
Timely, too, because that was an 87 song, I think.
Yeah.
86, 87.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Which they're might taking be my a contemporary song, Janet song. And so they sample Janet Jackson's When I Think of You, and they interpolate it with an old song from the 60s by Archie Bell and the Drells, I Can't Stop Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really works, man, and it's really cool.
It's really cool, and it works, and it sounds just, it sounds somehow fresh, even though it you're does. Like, this is Janet, but it still sounds fresh, and it's
really does.
So cool. Yep. I really like this
I'm all
one
about it.
A lot.
So then we've got Sworn to Fun.
Another great title.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, it is.
Like,
I didn't
if you
want to
do like
that.
A Law and Order musical.
I am Sworn to Fun.
Like,
Kong Kong.
Like a Law and Order musical. Which, by the way, how have I not written that yet? I know what I'm doing this weekend.
You're not lying either. I know you will.
It's all I do. It's the thing I know
what,
the most.
Lie or write Law and Order musicals?
Both.
Okay.
That should be, yeah, it should be in a official courtroom oath.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Sworn to Fun.
Sworn to Fun, yes. Like,
or. So,
oh my God, you're right. That's the opening of the video. Like big bailiff, like hunky bailiff steps out like, Madam, you are sworn to fun. Then he like rips the bailiff uniform off and it, the garage house
starts popping, locking.
Oh my God. We're writing the entire thing. It's done. It's done. We wrote it.
This also would be a good epitaph on a headstone.
Sworn to, oh, it would be. You're right.
It would be.
Sworn to Fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most straight up freestyle track on the album, I thought.
Yeah. Next one's called Turn Me Loose, which all I can think of is Turn Me Loose.
I know. I wanted this to be a Loverboy cover, but it's not.
It's just, yeah, it's not that, but every time I hear my Turn Me Loose, but it's not
yep,
that.
Yep, just they
but
close.
It's good.
It's yeah, just it's straight just, up Garage House, and they close with just a really, really straight up Garage House
absolutely,
track.
Absolutely.
But it's still fun.
Oh my God, totally love it. Like a thief in the night, you hit from the line, now I'm glad that I know we are through.
And that's it. That's the album. you heard the whole thing.
And like all of those people went on to do other weird little things like that. Arthur Baker had more later.
Of course.
That's just what he did. And he's always in and out and doing stuff. That's gross.
But honestly, if you've seen Arthur Baker, probably correct.
Yes, that's very true. I think he's kind of hot. It's weird.
Oh my God. All right. Time to end the episode before that discussion goes any further. You can hear all of our previous episodes and view the playlist associated with them on our website, which is offbeattrackscast.com.
Yes, and if you have any ideas for things to do in our Law & Order 80s music-themed...
our Sworn to Fun musical.
Sworn to Fun musical. Please tweet at us, at offbeattracks, because we're there.
And yes, and all of our social media is linked from our website as absolutely. Well on the About page, so we're drop us a line.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back in a couple Mondays. So until then, I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
See ya.